Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Happy Friday. Happy early Father's Day. It's Willard and Dibs. No Willard or Dibs today, though. It's Grandy and Evan with you. We got you for a little more than 1 hour.
Yay!
Yeah. Yay! We got a lot to get to in this last hour as well.
Shut up, Evan. Yeah.
Well played, Pasta. Well played. We're going to talk a little bit more about Brandon Ayuk. We got some calls we're going to get to. Jonathan, I see you. We're coming to you in a minute. We got to talk for a little bit at least about Kevin Durant, because I think this is an interesting conversation. He might get traded in a day or two, according to Shams Charania. Does anybody care anymore? We can talk about some of the things that Kevin Durant has said of late as well. Plus, we will continue to get ready for Giants and Dodgers. First Giants-Dodgers series. Excuse me.
Oh, my God.
I'm good. Don't worry. First Giants-Dodgers series.
Hopefully, that's the Dodgers later and they choke.
Of the season kicks off in a couple of hours down in L.A. I'm good. I'm good now. Right. As Goose said, I'm good now. We can talk a little bit more about that. Hated Dodgers, hated teams. If we want to have some fun with that, we can get into all of that. We also have to give out an amazing prize, and the amazing prize is golf with Willard and Dibs, because they're broadcasting live at Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, June 27th. That's 2 weeks from today. And today, we're giving away an overnight stay plus a round of golf the next morning with the guys at the beautiful Cache Creek Casino Resort. One lucky listener wins the prize, but that lucky listener gets to bring a guest of his or her choice. All you need to know now is keep on listening, because in the 5 o'clock hour, we will ask you 3 trivia questions about things we have said on the show, and we've already given out 2 hints to those trivia questions. The 3rd hint is coming up in about 10 minutes. So if you're listening right now and you have the first 2 answers, just keep listening, because in 10 minutes, we will give you the hint you need for question 3, and then later on in the 5 o'clock hour, we will let you know when it is time to call our contest line. Do not call right now, but just to have the number in your phone, the contest line is 415-523-4652. Again, 415-523-4652. That is the number to call, not now, but once we let you know the contest is on. So to save that to your phone, if you are the first to give us the 3 correct answers on the contest line, you will win the overnight stay and the round of golf with Willard and Dibs at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Good luck. Just keep listening. Your third hint is coming up in just a little bit. All right, with all that out the way, no longer choking, let me ask you this, Evan.
Hit me, Granny.
Who do you think upset the apple cart first? Aiyuk to the Niners or the Niners to Aiyuk?
I mean, well, okay. Like, if we really want to relitigate this thing, I think it's probably the Niners first.
The Niners upset Aiyuk first.
Yeah, they lowball everybody. I mean, seriously, that's why it takes Kittle until the end of training camp to get his contract done. Fred Warner the same. Bosa is almost week one. It's like, yeah, that's
Kittle and Warner got theirs done months ago. This time around.
No, but I'm saying usually it's around the end of July, early August.
It had
right?
been, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's the Niners. But that's where I think the precedent does factor in for me a little bit. It's like, BA, I think you know that the Niners are going to lowball you, and you know that there's a number you'll eventually come to. But it felt like every time they had a number or a contract written up, then the goalpost got moved. And it was to try and extract every single last penny, kind of like Bosa did. And I would argue I've been just as harsh on Nick Bosa as I've been today on Brandon Aiyuk when he hasn't played well. It sucks that BA got hurt. I'm not trying to ask anybody to dislike the guy, but the sort of characteristics or, I don't know, the way he's acted since he's gotten paid to me and leading into this offseason, like to me, this was an opportunity to completely wipe everything clean, you know, to leave everything in the past. But for some reason, it just doesn't appear so.
And the reason we're talking about it is because Matt Barros, who covers the Niners and does a great job of it for The Athletic, was on Steiny and Guru yesterday and had this to say about Aiyuk so far this offseason.
He hasn't been the distraction that he was last year, for sure. I mean, and I think that's part of that theme that we identified early in the segment, that this is the opposite of last year. Is all the water under the bridge settled between the 49ers and Brandon Aiyuk from last year? I don't know about that.
Is all the water under the bridge between the Niners and Aiyuk settled? I don't know about that. It seems like the water under the bridge for literally everybody else on the roster is, which is what's making this Aiyuk situation, if you want to call it that, stand out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, I think that's why it's a topic. It's because everything else at camp has been
great.
So easygoing, and it's been really positive. And yeah, it's training camp, but it's like, okay, well, how come the guy who's hurt seems to be the only distraction? And to whatever extent of a distraction is completely up to you. All I'm saying is that a reason why I did not feel good about last year's team is because there were too many of these. There was too many social media, and I'm not just talking about only from BA, but there was too many social media posts or contract negotiations or players not showing up to mandatories or to OTAs or not available in training camp, or injury, like,
or even in season, Aiyuk beefing with different players on the team. I mean, not Aiyuk, Debo.
Debo,
Excuse me.
Exactly. But all of those things to me matter. Like how you comport yourself, conduct yourself as a professional, that matters. And it's like he's the only guy that appears to not be in line with the team.
Even
Trent Williams, who has no money left on his deal after this year, or no guaranteed money, is still available at a time in which he does not show up. So that, to me, again, just highlights what we're talking about.
I'm going to go to Jonathan, and then I'm going to play a piece of sound from Shanahan a couple of weeks ago because I think it fits into this conversation and gives us the context we need to understand why this maybe relatively small BA thing, Brandon Aiyuk thing, is actually a pretty big deal. We'll do that in a sec, but first it's Jonathan in San Francisco who wants to weigh in. Jonathan! How you doing? Happy Friday.
Hey, good, man. Thanks. Happy Friday, Evan and Mark. Good to see
you. Yes,
good afternoon, guys. I just want to say, man, see, this Kyle Shanahan offense is a blessing and a curse. You know, that offense will get a guy maybe slightly above average talent, and because of the greatness of the design of that offense, get that guy have a fabulous year or two, and that guy gets paid like a Debo, you know, and now Aiyuk. And you know, I don't get how he's still dramatic about all this stuff in his head, because they gave him what he wanted, right? So why are you still coming up with problems in your head like KD before? And you cannot act like a diva if you don't have any Grammys. He's not a number one wide receiver talent. That's number one. You know, if you put him in a lot of situations in the NFL, you know, like a Minnesota, the Rams, Green Bay, and all these other teams, he's probably a number four wide receiver at best. So, hey, if they want to build a good team and hopefully be great at the end of the year, they're going to have to find a way to get rid of Ayuk, because you can't have a guy as a distraction if you want to build something and be great.
Yeah, Jonathan, thanks for the call. I mean, I think Kyle Shanahan is at a point where he just has no patience for this distraction stuff. This was Kyle Shanahan a couple of weeks ago, not at minicamp, which was this week, but at OTAs late May, so a couple of weeks ago now. This is Shanahan talking about, again, this is the theme of the entire offseason, how this year feels different than last. Kyle Shanahan talking about how it's been different from his perspective.
The way I addressed it the most was our last meeting in January. I just told the guys, I talked about how the season ended the year before and how when I felt them all come back, I felt guys weren't ready to come back. And I understood that. But I told them how I won't really understand it this year. Not that that was right or wrong, but I couldn't comprehend it. We're off 5 weeks earlier. We all know how disappointed we are. And a lot of us have played a lot of football here. But we're going to have a team that doesn't know what we've done in the past or how you guys have earned a lot of stuff. We need to show them. And the first meeting that when we get back, I expect our whole team to be here and it'd be important to guys. And I thought the coolest thing was everyone being there on the first day. We had every guy show up and I didn't have to call anyone and beg them, which said a lot. Like, they all knew what I said at the last day and I wanted to see if they really meant something to them, not to where I had to call them and remind them, and I didn't. And they all showed up and they've all been working. And to me, that's something I really appreciate and know I got the right guys.
There's a couple things there. First of all, it's a lot of what we were talking about with how bad last offseason was, and that's what Shanahan is comparing this year to. But there's also, I think, again, Ayuk is there. It's not that he hasn't been at the offseason program, and he was kind of working in a support role this week at mandatory minicamp. He was on the field, obviously not participating in any drills. He's still recovering from that knee injury, but he's out there helping his guys, which is a good sign. But Shanahan said, quote, guys weren't ready to come back. He's talking about last offseason, and he continued, I can't understand that this year, like if that were to happen this year. And I would guess that Kyle Shanahan would feel Ayuk voicing his displeasure for whatever his situation is, that would feel to him like somebody who's not fully ready and committed to being back and being on the team. And he said it himself, he doesn't have patience for that this year.
No, and again, look, everyone's different, but I just find it, interesting that the entire team, the players included who generally aren't available at this time of year, are all there. They're all present. Not everyone was participating in 11-on-11s, but the fact that someone like Christian McCaffrey was off of an Achilles and PCL, I think that's notable. Trent Williams participating at a time of year where he's generally not there. Nick Bosa the same, like, the elder statesmen or the captains, the leaders on the 49ers are trying, I think, to send a message or basically galvanize the rest of this group into believing that there is a standard and last year was not it. And they need to change that very quickly. And I realize that BA was a big part of the team 2 years ago, even 3 years ago to some extent, that has been setting that standard. Everything about it has seemed to change since the contract. And I find that concerning. You know, it's not as if it's going to derail the entire season, but if you have a distraction, then that can linger. And I guess with the entire purpose of reset this offseason, I would like to believe that going into training camp and preseason and ideally week one, that everything before this point, specifically attached to last year, is no longer relevant. And it feels like there's still something lingering with him that is. And that just, that stands out to me. And obviously it's like, you know, it's whack-a-mole right now, and there's only one mole that's up, and it's him. But Shanahan is telling you that there is a different standard now for this year than there was last year. And it might sound harsh, but he kind of have to fall in line.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, I think it's something to keep an eye on because the Niners don't have a ton of reliable receivers at the moment, and that might be playing into this, but I think their patience, and this is not just for Ayuk. I think it's for anybody. Anybody. And he said it again there. Like, you have to come in every year and earn it. Like, just because you earned it once does not mean you automatically get it to begin the next season. You have to come in and earn it every single time. Not that I don't think Ayuk is going to earn it, but, you know, you have to do that every single year. I think that the patience is wearing thin for guys who maybe aren't quite just in it 24/7. And I think there's reason to believe that Ayuk, to this point, might not be quite as in it as everybody else on the roster, or at least the vast, vast majority. So I think it's something worth keeping an eye on going forward. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And remember, today here on Willard and Dibbs, it's Evan and Grandy in, but we are giving you a chance to play golf with Willard and Dibbs at the beautiful Cache Creek Casino Resort. The guys are broadcasting live there 2 weeks from today, Friday, June 27th. If you win our contest today, and I'll tell you how in a minute, you will win an overnight stay for you and a guest at Cache Creek Casino Resort the evening of Friday, June 27th, and a round of golf at Cache Creek with Willard and Dibbs, you and one lucky listener. How do you win? Well, coming up later this hour, we're going to ask you three different trivia questions based on things you've heard us say during the show. So just keep on listening, and then when we tell you it's time to call, you will call our contest line at 415-523-4652. You do that first and answer the questions correctly, you will win. Do not call just yet. We haven't even given you the questions just yet. We have given you two hints, and now it's time, Evan, for the third hint before we call for the answers a little bit later on this hour.
What do you got?
Let me ask you this question, Ev.
Okay.
What were you doing the summer of 2016?
I was graduating college.
Okay, and then right after that, what did you do? What did you do for work?
Oh, my first summer, I worked for that. I did play-by-play for a collegiate baseball team.
Okay, what was the name of the collegiate baseball team?
The Gresham Gray Wolves.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And their inaugural season in some anonymous summer baseball league,
the West Coast League, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Ask me what I was doing the summer of 2017, the next summer.
What were you doing the summer of 2017?
I was broadcasting for a collegiate summer baseball team. Which baseball team, you ask?
Which baseball team, I ask?
The Gresham Gray Wolves.
How about
that?
It's so funny. Like, well, it's a small world.
We did not
one.
Know each other. Back
no,
then,
no, I didn't.
By the way.
I didn't know him at all. The thing is, it was such a bad team. Like, it's funny when you asked me what I was doing that summer. I almost forgot because they were so bad, and the team itself is just a horrible rinky-dink construction. The franchise is since, I think it's defunct now.
Yeah.
But, like, it was just it was fun because they were so bad, but every single game it was just like, oh, my God, right, how many errors are we going to make today?
Oh, my God, just hope this isn't a 23-6 game.
Inside that 110-degree cement block.
So I don't have to call 4 hours of this madness.
No, they were awful. But that's pretty cool that we both work for the same team.
Yeah, anyway, what you should take away from the story is Evan and I both worked for a baseball team called the Gresham Gray Wolves. So if you're keeping track, write that down because there's no way you're going to remember that name.
Not the Gray Wolves, but the Gray Wolves. The Gray Wolves.
And if you say Gray Wolves, you get it wrong. We are not giving you the trip to Cache Creek.
You know what? I'll kind of take it. The inaugural voice of the Gresham Gray Wolves could not pronounce the word wolf, and so he pronounced it Wolves.
Oh,
and it's probably the only reason I ended up getting the job.
Yeah. Anyway, Gresham Gray Wolves, a team that Evan and I both called games for, despite the fact that we did not know each other at that time. Okay. We'll do that contest coming up in a little bit, but now if you have been listening all day, you have all of the information that you need. We're going to get back to the job.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Science in a little bit, Evan, but I want to touch on Kevin Durant for a minute.
Okay.
What did Shams reported something earlier today?
That he's going to be traded, was it within the next week?
I think he said within the next couple of days.
Couple days.
Wow!
Does anybody care? I feel like last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that would have set the world on fire, that a Kevin Durant trade is a matter of days away. I feel like it. I mean, maybe it's just us in a Giants-Dodgers bubble out here, but I feel like it doesn't mean all that much.
I think it does. Let me throw this at you. If Kevin Durant was traded to the San Antonio Spurs, would that do something? What if he was traded to the Houston Rockets?
Yeah, that's a big deal.
If he was traded to the Minnesota Timberwolves, I think all three teams he's been connected to.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he makes all those teams immediately legitimate title contenders.
Yeah, and I think he makes them threats to the Warriors, especially those first two or younger teams. To me, San Antonio, he makes them a very intriguing team. And I don't know if it's that people don't care about Durant. Maybe some don't. But I do think it's an indication that, like, the older guard of the NBA, the quote-unquote faces of the league, the Olympic triumvirate, right? of which he's a part of along with LeBron James, they don't really carry that much weight anymore, because I think that they are still very good players, but at the tail end of their careers, their powers, their peak powers are long behind them. And I just don't think that people look at Kevin Durant anymore like, oh, shoot, he's going to that team? Well, that team can win a championship now. And maybe that's a piece of what you're feeling.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the report is Kevin Durant trade could happen in the next few days, with the Heat, Timberwolves, and Rockets emerging as finalists per Shams Charania. And he said that on the Pat McAfee show. The Spurs have been a team that have long been rumored to be interested, so it makes sense to include them in that as well. Like, if he goes to the Heat, does that do much? I mean,
certainly not how much it would have
for the other teams
4 years ago.
Yeah,
or just even for the other teams. Like, Miami's an interesting one, but I think that, like, your point about Durant, is he that off putting? I mean, is that why some of the interest is lost? And really, since he's kind of left Golden State, things have not gone the way that he's wanted them to. As far as team success, like, there's no one that doubts that Kevin Durant is not, it's not still a good player.
Oh, one of the greatest numbers players ever.
Incredible. Of course. But I do think there are a lot of questions surrounding how much better he makes teams. Like, he himself is an all-timer, but how much better does he make the team? I would, if you went to Miami, for example, and I don't know, I'm just imagining if you swap him for, say, Wiggins, right?
Yeah.
I don't think they're getting to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I wouldn't pick him. I don't think so.
Not over Boston, not over Cleveland, obviously Indiana now, and I don't know, whatever the Knicks decide to do. Like, they're not a top four team in the East to me.
No. I mean, I guess it depends how everything else shakes out in the East, but no, they wouldn't, like, immediately vault to favorites. Meanwhile, I remember a couple off seasons ago, before he ultimately went to the Suns, or maybe that was the midseason. There's been so many Durant rumors, it's hard to keep track of it all. But when he left the Nets to go to the Suns, the Heat were, I think, like the betting favorite to land him. And at that point, it was different. One, he was younger and better. He's still amazing. But two, the Heat also had a little more talent around him. At that point, he would have been paired up with Jimmy Butler, which would have been a little different. That would have made a big difference. And they probably would have immediately jumped to the forefront in the Eastern Conference. But that's also an East that didn't have the fully formed Celtics. And you know, the Cavs and the Pacers now, who we know to be a really, really good basketball team and are going for a 3-1 series lead in Indiana in about 20 minutes from now. I don't know. Maybe it is just a sign that we're all getting old, and Steph's a little different because he's still an amazing team builder. But LeBron and KD, they don't hold as much weight as they once did. I mean, I guess it's sad more than anything else because they've been so good for so long, but I'm finding myself less interested in where KD's going and more interested in all the other pieces that could be moved this offseason.
Now, I would ask you, is it because of Kevin Durant the person or because of Kevin Durant the player?
Maybe a little of both, and maybe like the track record that he's set for himself since he left the Warriors.
Yeah, like, I think it's because of the player. Like, I don't think that KD is anymore just a guy guaranteed to get you to somewhere where you're knocking on the door. And in fact, he might not be at a place in his career where he's the missing piece. You might still need something else alongside him. Like, if the Warriors had been able to pull off the deal that they wanted, that Durant obviously has since refused,
yeah,
to Golden State, would they have gotten any further than they did with Jimmy Butler?
If Steph still gets hurt,
yes.
No. Then, no, of course not, no.
I agree.
No.
I agree. I don't think they go any further. In fact, I don't know. They might have beat Houston. They may not have. But I don't think he changes everything about their season anymore. And that's, to me, why Durant is as big of a name as he is, or once was. It doesn't pop off the page. When Shams Charania is saying, oh, this is going to be the biggest offseason since Vietnam or whatever, and, like, you know, they're gonna all these star power players are changing locales, and it's like, I don't really look at Durant as one of those guys anymore because he's not a top five, top six player like he used to be.
If I were to ask you about Kevin Durant's career as a whole, like, I just I say Kevin Durant, and like, what's the first thought that comes to mind? And you're encapsulating his entire career, not just like right now. I mean, obviously, elite bucket getter, one of the best ever. But
yeah, I hate that I feel like this, but like, kind of underwhelming or underachieving.
Like from a team,
not underwhelming.
From a team, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like he should have won more. I do, or made teams better. Like he put the Warriors into a stratosphere unto its own. But for other teams, like for example, I was looking at, because the Pacers have a chance, they go up 3-1 tonight. They got an inroad to becoming one of the most unlikely champions of all time.
Yeah.
By betting odds, they would be tied for the greatest upset in the history of the NBA Finals. The other 5-1 favorite was the Pistons in 04 to beat the Lakers.
Wow.
However, one of those teams that was a large underdog, which actually kind of surprised me, a betting underdog, that is, was the OKC Thunder series in 2012. The Thunder were, relative to other NBA finals, a pretty heavy betting favorite.
Versus the big three Heat.
To beat the Heat. And probably some of that was because the Thunder were really good and the Heat were coming off a loss to the Mavericks and all the rest. But
I don't remember them being the favorite in that
series. They were the
That's
favorites
crazy.
In that series. I didn't think about it like that either. I think I don't remember how I felt at the time, but like that surprised me. So if I'm thinking about Kevin Durant as someone who has been on teams expected to win, I feel like there's been more instances than not of him not winning with those teams. Brooklyn's probably the biggest one, and I realize they were never healthy at the same time, but that's why I would categorize Kevin Durant's career as far as winning, his team winning, as an underachiever.
He has been very, very heavy on Twitter the last handful of days. I want to read this exchange to you. First of all, this original tweet comes from at Hannah Hoops, has a lot of followers on Twitter, and says, I think it's time to admit Kevin Durant's trajectory after leaving Golden State is very underwhelming. Kevin Durant, as he does, he was not tagged, at least not in the initial tweet, responds and says, I highly disagree. Want a debate? Someone else responds to that Kevin Durant response and writes, what have you done since leaving? Brooklyn was a failure. Phoenix currently is a failure. And you're about to jump ship to the next best available team, LOL. KD then responds and says, All-Stars, listing off his accomplishments since leaving the Warriors. All-Stars, 50-40-90, shooting 50% from the field, 40% from deep, 90% from the free throw line. All-NBA teams. Efficient buckets, brother. I also got a career high in assists one year. Hit 30,000 points, won a couple Olympic golds and MVPs. I don't know what MVPs he's referring to there. In the Olympics, he didn't win the MVP of the Olympics this year. I don't know what he's talking about MVPs.
I don't know, maybe finals MVPs. I don't know.
Well, he didn't do that since he was after the Warriors. I don't know. Whatever.
Sure.
What a career, and I'm still going. I love my life. 4 laughing face emojis. When I hear the name Kevin Durant, I think of an amazing individual basketball player, but other than when he was a Warrior, accomplished nothing in a team perspective.
Yeah, and that's where I guess I would push back, because Oklahoma City, they didn't win a championship.
Went to the finals.
Yeah, but I mean, also the 2 years that they had a great opportunity to do it, he tore his ACL one year, and then Westbrook tore his meniscus the year they actually had their best chance to do it. But again, it's like, I hear everything he's saying.
I don't care about the individual accomplishments.
Well, but that's also a compliment, because you don't care about the individual accomplishments because they are so ridiculous.
Oh, they are.
But it's like, if you have those accomplishments, and I don't know if we have time, but it's like, off the top of my head, people that have scored 30,000 points that have, well, apparently the MVPs, and have been been in all the situations that he has, I feel like they've won more than Kevin Durant. And the ones that haven't are ones that we would define as underachieving. You know, I think that Kevin Durant was pretty blessed to be in a position where he could sign with Golden State. They were right to take advantage of his ability and his greatness in the prime of his career. But you're right that after that, he's left, I feel like, a lot on the table. And I feel like on the, I don't necessarily fault someone if, like, if you're on a team that's lesser and you lose, I don't really, I don't look at that as a failure. You have an opportunity to raise your legacy, but not take a hit. But I feel like he's been on a lot of teams that I would look at and say, dude, like, how do you not win a series or win a game? You know, a couple of years ago against Minnesota. Minnesota obviously was a great team and they got to the Western Conference Finals, but they swept Phoenix. Like, you can't get a game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I think we got some calls that want to weigh in on it as well. 888-957-9570. Rich in Fremont is up next. Rich, what do you want to say about KD?
You know, I think it's pretty apparent what to say about KD. You guys have said it. I mean, it's kind of sad because when you think about that whole situation, you know, the Warriors made a deal with Kevin Durant. They said, look, you want a title? We want to win a title. You come here, we'll win titles. He agreed. He came there. The Warriors delivered. Then when he started getting, you know, a lot of feedback from people talking about you can't do it on your own, that's when he took it personal, decided he was going to jump ship and go do it on his own. Problem is, he went to teams where he played with people who were just like him. They weren't team players. They were individual scorers and individual contributors for themselves. And that's why it never worked out for him. And so now what is he going to do? Go someplace else? It's like, dude, the writing's on the wall. When are you going to realize you're not winning titles other than you got with Golden State because you're not playing team basketball? So, you know, the best thing he could do is if he went to San Antonio, because he does have great support there in the cast he's got. And the coaches would tell him, okay, look, you're going to have to play team ball the same way you did at Golden State. And, oh, by the way, I think with this offseason coming up, the best decision the Warriors could do right now is they could go get Brook Lopez. And I'll tell you why. Lopez is a veteran. He can protect the rim. He can shoot the three. And he is a perfect stopgap, and you're going to get him for the veteran minimum. That's why not? Why not do that? You're not going to lose anything. To me, that's a great pickup. You go get Giannis, you're going to have to give up the whole scrap heap of your team. And that's just the way I see it. But thanks, guys.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Rich. And I'm just fascinated to see how the offseason plays out as a whole. Because I think we don't need to get bogged down in all the numbers and why. The new CBA is just going to force teams to be so much more, I think, creative and careful with the contracts that they're willing to hand out. I also think, Ev, that Kevin Durant is also entering this stage of his career in this era of NBA basketball where, like, big threes, like super teams, they're
only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dead. They're a thing of the past now. Like, you can't have those major contracts. And Kevin Durant's going to make $54.7 million next season. That's the last year of his current contract. That can only be fit into a select few teams. And you can only do it for like a year or two at the max at that kind of money if you are on a team that has a lot of other big contracts. Like, it's just, it doesn't work anymore. And if you're Kevin Durant, and you have that much money, and you're 37, and you're not maybe quite as good of a franchise carrier as you once were, you're going to have fewer suitors than you've perhaps ever had it. Because there was a moment, I mean, almost every moment of his career, every team in the league would have dropped everything they were doing to acquire Kevin Durant. Those days are long past us now.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, look, also, big threes, I think that was one of the things that the CBA was trying to eliminate. Like, I don't know. The CBA was aimed at big threes like Hasselhoff aimed at the Berlin Wall. Like, they're trying to knock it down. But the thing about Kevin Durant is, I wonder just like how people feel about, like, I don't know if it's the person versus the player kind of thing, but to me, Grandy, it's meat left on the bone for any athlete is going to leave a sour taste in your mouth, no matter how great they are. And it just feels like there's something missing from, whether it's his legacy or his career, that he feels a need to prove isn't missing. And that's kind of frustrating to watch play out in real time. Like him talking, the whole reason we're talking about this right now is because he went after someone on social media describing his career as being what we're discussing, a bit of an underachievement. And he doesn't feel that way. So why does it bother you? Like, if you really don't feel that way and your list of accomplishments is all right in your mind, you know, hashtag smiley face, laughing face, laughing, like, which is what he's throwing in this individual's face, why does it bother you that we talk about it? Why does it bother you that we have this discussion? This is what we do every day. There are athletes that come up short. Like, let me throw this at you.
Hit me.
If Tyrese Halliburton wins an NBA championship and wins finals MVP, what he's done this postseason will be more impressive than anything that Kevin Durant has done in the playoffs.
Oh. This...
I would not be able to...
I don't know. I don't think I can argue that either.
What Tyrese Halliburton is trying to accomplish, and if he does, would be more impressive than anything that Kevin Durant has accomplished.
Any team-related
accomplishment.
Yes. Yeah.
That's all we're saying. It's like, you haven't been able to elevate your team the way, as strange as it might sound, Tyrese Halliburton has. And that bothers him. Like, I don't really know why, but it feels like ever since he left Golden State, he's been chasing that elusive, or even maybe when he came to Golden State, it was to try and acquire that, like, that legacy piece that sort of fits and cements him as one of the all-time undoubtedly greatest of greats. And I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen.
He wanted to win one without Steph, and he hasn't been able to do it. He honestly was pretty damn close 1 year in Brooklyn. I think it was, 2021? Yeah, 2021. Remember, his big toe was on the three-point line against Giannis and the Bucks. Sent the game to overtime, but if his toe is a millimeter further back, it's a three-pointer, and they win, the series. The Bucks ultimately won it all that year. Maybe the Nets move on, and they ultimately win it all, and maybe we're having an entirely different conversation, and maybe Kevin Durant, up to the second, is not on Twitter defending himself right now. He tweeted as recently as 42 minutes ago. And that text thread, or that tweet thread that I read a couple of minutes ago, that was from 2 days ago. I had to scroll for 10 minutes to find it because he's responding to literally everybody talking about him right now. And that's his right. He can do whatever the hell he wants. But clearly, as you're saying, he feels the need to defend himself about something because everybody feels like, hey, you did not play poorly, but your team, led by you, failed in Brooklyn, failed in Phoenix, and now you're going to go somewhere else and hope that you can ride the coattails of Wembanyama and De'Aaron Fox to another ring? Like, I don't know.
Well, I think Pierce Evans in our YouTube chat hits the nail on the head. It's like the validation after the Warriors kind of broke up in 19. Steph got his validation in 22.
Yeah.
And while he was always going to be an all-time player, Curry's like bulletproof. I mean, you really can't shoot anything down across his career because he's got the finals MVP.
Sealed it up, yeah.
And they were an underdog. And he elevated them past a team that many people thought could beat them. Kevin Durant doesn't have that validation. He didn't get it before in Oklahoma City. Maybe he thought that's what he got in Golden State. And it feels like he's been searching for that ever since. And so, while KD, for example, could, let's say he signs with Minnesota. I think this is probably the best example. It's not his team.
Oh, that's Ant-Man's team.
Which is why I don't think he's going to sign or get traded to Minnesota. I don't think he wants to go there because what he's looking for, I think the Spurs would probably be the best spot because
maybe Houston.
I think he could be the leader legitimately on the Spurs. I think he would give him a better shot to win than Houston, but just me. Either way, he's trying to find a spot where he can be the one for a championship team or an overachieving team, which he's never really been on. You know, I think if he had sucked it up and come to the Warriors and had helped them either this year or next year, maybe get one last crack at, you know, contending and trying to get, I actually think that would provide a lot of solace for both him along with a ton of fans out here who have been talking about him the way we're talking about him right now.
Yeah, maybe it's different here in the Bay than everywhere else, but I can hear it already. Oh, you couldn't win without Steph, so now you come crawling back. I mean, I don't know. I think he might rather fail elsewhere than succeed again behind Steph. And behind Steph maybe isn't fair. He won two finals MVPs, KD did here, and that's what the 707 is pointing out. The argument you can make, and he's talking about Tyrese potentially winning this year, Halliburton. The argument is that you can make is that Kevin Durant has two finals MVPs. Yeah, but a finals MVP on a super team with Steph and Klay and Iguodala and all those guys is different than a Tyrese Halliburton finals MVP where he had to go through all the teams that he did and beat a historically good Oklahoma City team.
Yeah, this would be, again, by betting odds, this would be tied for the greatest upset. I don't know about the history of the finals. I think from what I saw, it went back to 1973.
They were also underdogs in each of their last two series, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Indiana was. Not just in the finals.
No, I thought they'd lose to the Knicks.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I thought they'd lose to the Cavs.
I still think they're going to lose to the Thunder.
And there's people thinking the Bucks might beat them in the first round,
they
too.
They keep proving me wrong every step of the way.
I do think, by the way, and we got the contest coming up here in just a little bit, If you're trying to call in now, do not just yet. We will let you know when it is time to call. Hopefully you have all three answers. We do have game four of the finals tipping off in just a little bit. Thunder needing to win to get back to 2-2. Going back to OKC for game five, which is oddly not on Sunday. They have the weekend off. They play Monday. I do think, Evan, the Pacers winning the finals, one, it would be a great story as a four seed. And again, as we just laid out, would be one of the more historic postseason runs. I do think it might be like a not like an official tip of the cap or anything, but I do think the way in which the Pacers play, it is very similar to like the ideal way Steve Kerr and the Warriors want to play, maybe specifically Steve Kerr. I do think, and this is probably true even if they don't win, and it's just the fact that they've gone this far and have already won two games against the Thunder, I do think Indiana winning the finals is like validation that the kind of basketball Steve Kerr likes to play still can win in this modern NBA.
I think they've already kind of proven that. I mean, they're up 2-1 in the NBA Finals. I realize they may not win the championship, or maybe they finish it up. But I think either way, it's validation that the we over me style of basketball that Kerr continues to preach, it works. I also think that it's kind of going to wreck the NBA from this standpoint of like, you know, everyone thought that, myself included, the Thunder were next up. They're just going to be the team. And we're looking for someone that has a chance to be something special across this decade, which has literally been a different champion every single year and will continue to be this season. But the Pacers are proving that like the right way to do things, which is by all accounts how the Thunder as an organization, as a team, as a coaching staff have operated. It's not always the best way.
Yeah,
you know, you can still win using your style. And as much as it might simulate or emulate Steve Kerr's a bit, there is one problem, though. As much as Steve Kerr would like to play that style of basketball, those Pacers are young. Those Pacers are fast.
Well, they have a lot of pretty good players.
Those Pacers are athletic. All things that the Warriors don't really have a whole lot of.
Yeah, and they just have a more good players than the Warriors do.
I do think it's interesting, like the last couple of off seasons. I know we got to get to our contest in a sec, but I do think it's interesting how the last couple of off seasons, Kerr has talked about specific teams to kind of try to, again, emulate or mimic. Like last off season, he referenced Boston and OKC a lot. This off season, he mentioned, you know, about how the Pacers got like these three guards and all of them can handle the ball and make plays for others. I wonder. It's like it is a copycat league. You know, we're all sitting here trying to figure out the best style to win, and here come the Pacers out of nowhere. And it's like, oh, wait. Actually, the Thunder won 67, 68 games, have been the best team historically since, like, the 73 Lakers. Maybe they're not actually the best way to put together a roster.
It is kind of interesting the way it all works. I mean, the OKC has still built their roster in an amazing way.
Yeah, they're going to be fine.
And honestly, there's going to come a time when all of those contract extensions are due and they're going to have to make a decision and ownership is going to have to either pony up or trade pieces away. And like, they're not going to have a run that the Warriors had, even though they've been built maybe as smartly as the Warriors were built. They're not going to have the ability to have a run like the Warriors did just because of the new rules.
You never know. I mean,
probably not.
Well, I will also say the Warriors in 2015, when they won their first championship, they were down 2-1.
I mean, this series has mirrored that. It has also mirrored 2022 NBA Finals when the Celtics won Game 1 in Golden State. Warriors come back, win Game 2, go to Boston for Game 3 and lose. And then Steph put up, 40 points in Game 4 and said, I hope you enjoy your last win in Game 3. So does Shea have a 40-burger tonight?
Well, I just mean as far as teams that haven't been there before. Like the Warriors, I want to say, won 60-plus games in 2015.
I think they won 65. Yeah.
And they didn't have any real postseason experience on their roster, at least not, you know, deep postseason experience. They were down 2-1 to, granted, a team that they were better than, and they found a way to overcome them.
And they also had to deal with a little bit of adversity earlier in the playoffs, like OKC did. OKC went 7 versus Denver. The Warriors were down 2-1 versus the Grizzlies in the second round. Just like the OKC was.
A lot of similarities.
In the second round versus Denver. Oh. Does that mean it's time?
What was that, pasta?
For the contest? You know what that sounder means. That means it's time. Want to play golf with Willard and Dibbs? They'll be broadcasting live at Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, June 27th. That is 2 weeks from today. And right now, we're giving away a chance for you and a guest of your choice to win an overnight stay on that same Friday, June 27th, and a round of golf the next morning at the beautiful Cache Creek Casino Resort. All you need to do is be the first person to our contest line. I'll give you a number in a second to answer these three questions. And if you have been listening for the whole show, you've heard us drop the answers already. Question number one, I'm headed up to see family in my hometown tomorrow. What is my hometown? Question number two, where did my partner, Evan Giddings, attend college? Where did Evan attend college? And question three, Evan and I both broadcast for this same collegiate level summer league baseball team. What's the name of that baseball team? Again, question one, what's my hometown? Question two, where did Evan go to college? And question three, what summer league collegiate level baseball team did we both broadcast for, but in different seasons? All right, answer those questions first on the contest line right now at 415-523-4652, 415-523-4652, and you'll win the overnight stay on Friday, June 27th, plus the round of golf with Willard and Dibbs the next morning at Cache Creek for you and a guest. Good luck. All right?
Can't wait to see who wins. I mean, so
it's a pretty big prize.
It's a weekend trip too, right?
Yeah, so you get there Friday. You get to stay overnight through the night into Saturday morning. You get to play golf Saturday morning, hang out at the resort the rest of the day, I imagine, and then take off after that.
Sounds like a perfect... I might do that this weekend.
I mean, there are worse ways to spend a weekend, there's no doubt. In Cache Creek, it is beautiful up there. So again, best of luck to all of you participating and hopefully trying to get in on the win right now. If you can't, of course, we got lots of contests coming up over the summer here on 95.7 The Game, so you know what to do. Just keep it locked here on 95.7 The Game. Who do you think wins tonight? Pacers or Thunder?
I probably got the Thunder. Although, but this is the thing, it's like game three, game one they stole, or OKC blew it, however you want to put it.
Yeah.
Game two, the Thunder waxed them. Game three, I thought the Pacers just beat them, like just straight up.
It was crazy how OKC just felt worn down physically. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, Siakam.
They were tired.
Got a championship, set a tone, and I thought the Pacers just frankly outplayed them. And so, actually, these are the games that I love because if OKC really has championship metal, they'll win tonight. And it's not going to decide ultimately the series. I think that the Pacers have shown enough to me to be able to come from behind and get some game potentially, but I am excited about this game. But I will say, though, I know it starts a little bit before Giants-Dodgers. If they were on at the same time, I would be watching the Giants and the Dodgers.
Me too.
It's not close.
Which is kind of crazy because I don't think we would have had that answer last year or a year before that.
No, and the Warriors weren't even in the postseason last year.
Yeah.
So they're literally like, you could have been tapped out for, I don't know, maybe a couple weeks. You know, last year's playoffs I thought were pretty intriguing. But the point is, I think that's more of a reflection of where the Giants are at this point, 365 days later.
You think the Giants win tonight? It's Logan Webb versus Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Two aces.
I kind of do.
Ooh.
I don't know. I think their odds are a little bit inflated right now. I would probably take the Giants. Yeah, I like the Giants tonight.
I like the Giants tonight, too. Logan Webb, going to shove.
But you're also okay with a one out of three. So you think they win tonight and lose the next two?
I would take one and two, yes, in this three-game series. I think the one they get is tonight. That's just how much belief I have in Logan Webb.
You don't trust Roop or Harrison?
Not as much as Logan, but also those other two Dodger pitchers aren't nearly as good as Yamamoto. It's Kershaw versus Roop tomorrow, and then Kyle Harrison versus Dustin May on Sunday.
But, yeah, I mean, I like the fact that tonight also the Giants are pretty much at full strength in regards to their bullpen, outside of Rodriguez. But, you know, it's like, I mean, the Dodgers are not necessarily ripe for the picking, Grandy, but I don't think it's a given that if the Giants don't win tonight, they can't win the next two. But if they get tonight, I feel confident that they'll take two or three.
You get tonight, then you just say, all right, we don't got to get greedy. Let's just win one of the next two.
No, well, then you do want to get greedy. No. You win tonight, you want to get Saturday.
Do I just have the wrong mindset
all the way around? I don't know.
By the way, congratulations to our winner, Demetrius in Union City. Congrats, Demetrius.
Oh, big dog Demetrius. Yeah, he's, Demetrius. He's a friend of the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There Demetrius is from Union City. I believe I have the right guy. He is someone that knows Guru. He's been around the Union City neighborhood for quite some time. Knows Guru and the Johnson family. He's called in to Steiny and Goo a couple times. He's a very nice man. And congratulations.
Awesome. Shout out Demetrius. You and a guest of your choice, you're going to be playing golf with Willard and Dibs at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Plus, who will be joining you up there is our winner from yesterday, which was Zucci Main. One of our other very loyal listeners in Zucci Main is letting us know on the text line right now. Shout out to Zucci Main texting in at 888-957-9570. Okay, time for a break. It's Willard and Dibs, Evan and Grandy in. We got more time for your calls, your texts, your thoughts, whatever you want to weigh in. This 5 o'clock hour has been a little bit of everything. We will get back to Giants and Dodgers before we say goodbye for the week. Thanks so much for tuning in. We got one more segment left with you. Again, it's Evan Giddings. I'm Mark Grandy on Willard and Dibs. We're sponsored by Safeway. We'll wrap things up next on 95.7 The Game.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.